brown skin. You know I love your brown skin. I can't tell where yours begins. I can't tell where mine is. Brown skin up against my brown skin. Need some every now and then. People from maybe Mississippi or an island. Apparently your skin has been kissed by the sun. You make me want a Hershey's kiss, your licorice. Every time I see your lips, it makes me think of honey-coated chocolate. Your kisses are worth more than gold to me. I'll be your almond joy, you'll be my sugar daddy. Brown skin, you know I love your brown skin. I can't tell where yours begins. I can't tell where mine is. Brown skin, up against my brown skin. Need some every now and then.
Good evening, Twin Cities, and thank you for tuning in tonight. You are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at kfai.org. Good evening. It is Thursday, July 10th, 2025. It is 84 degrees, and this is Fresh Fruit and Rare Productions. It is the second Thursday of the month, and I am your girl, Shimmer, and I use she, her, lady, women, glitter pronouns, and next to me is the one and only, the king themselves, DJ Daddy Rocks.
What's up, Shimmer?
How are you?
I'm good.
I'm full of energy.
Yeah.
I've been up since 3:30 a.m. this morning.
Okay, girl, I don't know how you be doing it. I really don't. I also stayed up very late and got up very early. I was in Detroit this week.
Motor City.
In the Motor City. I was convening with other trans leaders from across the country, building trans power with the Trans Law Center. My son is moving. And so part of his process was to leave the Twin Cities, yesterday. And so, I stayed up late, as a parent would when their child is traveling across country. And so I stayed up until almost till he got into Detroit, where he's going to be hanging out for the summer with his dad's side of the family before he journeys away to Japan.
Wow. Proud parents.
Very proud. Very
Gosh. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. I know I heard you were in travel, and I hope that your trip was safe. I hope it was shamazing, and I hope that you're able to learn and just take away a lot of great, beautiful things.
Oh, yeah. You know, sitting in a room with, you know, amazing trans leaders like, you know, Heron and Diamond Styles. And, you know, I'm not going to name all the names, but, you know, there's many amazing trans folks in that room. Just thinking about, like, how do we build power across the country? How do we stand up with each other, for each other, advocate for one another, and still, you know, kind of keep our boots to the ground doing the things that, you know, trans community has been doing for, you know, millennia, since the beginning of time, really. You know, let's be truthful. And so, you know, it's just a great honor to be able to meet with those folks and to hear their expertise and, you know, and build with them.
Beautiful, powerful. Mm-hmm. Oh, I've had such a great great, great couple weeks. I'm still coming off of a fabulous, shamazing Power to the People stage.
Child, that shade was high, wasn't it?
Yes. Oof. Oh my gosh. I literally have my favorites, and I was just like, some I'm just like in love with. Like, I was in deep conversation with Elise King.
Okay.
Elise, I love you. Shimmer, sending you love. Elise and I had a 30-minute conversation. Elise has gotten to sing with Shanice Brownstone next, Changing okay. Faces. I mean, literally, she just flew out to the Motor City, mm-hmm. and she got to perform with Deja Loaf.
Mm-hmm.
So we definitely are talking, and we have to bring Elise King on to the show when she's back in the Twin Cities.
I think that's a great idea. Elise and their partner, Amber, who's an amazing artist that goes by the artist handle Bam.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And their art is like Bam.
Ugh. I literally had chills listening to Elise sing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I can see why.
Starborn was amazing. Ilwin
mm-hmm.
was shamazing. I mean, Jeff Gavin, everyone that was on the Power to the People stage really was so fun. And the days went so fast. It literally, you know, the stage kicked off at 11. All the artists got on the stage. And it was literally like, where did the weekend go?
I know, it was quick.
So it was real super fun. I had a fabulous time.
It was quick, but it was also a lot. You know, I want to shout you out, you and Tadao. This is what, your probably 12th year?
I think this 10th is
year.
Maybe between 8 and 10, I think.
Yeah.
One of those between that time frame.
Yes. I Tadao's also been on that stage and been with me at the Powderhorn Park doing the May Day Festival. You know, Sol Ross was the original MC of
yes.
that stage. And you have carried it since Sol moved on out of our beloved Minnesota onto bigger and better things. But being on stage from 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, we go live, and then you stay on that stage with artists, welcoming on, sometimes, you know, helping them off. And you do that from 11 to 6. Both days, you and Tadao show up and show out. And this year, you know, even though they didn't kind of sign on to be this, Kenna, Mixed Cotton, just like showed up and showed out and stayed with us all day, most all day, both days. And I'm just like forever grateful, because what they do in between the artists to like hold the crowd and to entertain is just like, it's really good, and I think it's very appreciated.
And I love that it gave you a chance to kind of oversee and to kind of just, you know, do the things that you needed to get done, getting the artist to the stage, and just, you know, knowing the trust you had in us to make sure everything ran smoothly.
I did. I had complete trust in y'all. And y'all actually had to make some hard decisions this year, because, you know, sometimes people stay on longer than their set time.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it takes a little bit longer to change sets between artists than we actually anticipate. So our stage is getting bigger. We're going to have to build that into our show run next year. So that means we're going to have fewer artists on stage, but we will have amazing quality and amazing experience for the artist, because it's hard, and it's not really fair when artist time have to get cut because somebody else took too long.
Right.
Speaking of artists that have really gone in, stood the test of time, been on stage with big, big names. We have some giveaways that we're going to do this hour. And we have some special tickets that are going to be given away on air. Mm-hmm. You want to say more about that?
Yeah. So Patty Austin is coming to the Dakota next week. Two nights.
Yeah.
July 18th and July 19th. And if you like are an 80s fan or maybe sort of like going into maybe the early 90s, but I feel like it was more the 80s. There's a classic bop. I've been loving the word bop lately.
Yeah.
With James Ingram.
Yes,
rest
yes.
in peace, James mm-hmm. Ingram.
Mm. You better sing it.
And Patty Austin. And the video is iconic. You got to watch the video. And it's Baby Come to Me.
Yes.
And so Patty Austin.
A lot of babies were made to that song.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And Patty is coming next week to the Dakota. It's a KFEI exclusive event. And Rox and I are going to give a shamazing listener a pair of tickets for themselves and a fabulous friend to check her out.
Yes.
On July 18th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we'll play the song. And then when you hear the song, you can call us. Get your sparkly fingers ready at 612-341-0980. 612-341-0980. Should we go ahead and play the song now?
Let's do it.
Let's do it because we have so much to do tonight on the show. We have a shamazing artist in the studio. One of my favorite people that I haven't seen in like a shamillion years. That's another word, Rox, a shamillion.
Mm-hmm.
I just created that word. So shamillion years. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go ahead and we're going to play.
I'm glad that you called him an artist because they don't always get pegged as an artist, and they should because they definitely are. I do. I own some of their art.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm talking about.
We're talking about you.
The one and only Shore Salkis.
Mm-hmm. Stop.
Yes. Next. Stay tuned. DJ Daddy Rox, your girl Shimmer. We're going to chat with Shore in just a minute about a really awesome, shamazing event that's coming up next month right here in the Twin Cities. We're talking about the Trans Equity Summit. So we'll talk about that in a minute. We're going to look for caller. Rox, what caller should we take? What number?
I say let's just whoever hits the dial first.
Ooh, okay, so get ready. Here we go. We're going to give away these tickets to see Patty Austin live at the Dakota next week, July 18th. It is a two-night event. This is a KF exclusive event. Good luck. All right. Give us a call right now. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking back in time when love was only in my mind, I realize ain't no second chance. You got to hold on to romance. Don't let it slide. There's a special kind of magic in the air when you find another heart that needs to share. Baby, come to me. Let me put my arms around you. This was meant to be. And I'm also glad I found you. Need you every day. Gotta have your love around me, baby. Always stay. Cause I can't go back to living without you.
Spending every dime to keep you talking on the line. That's how it was. And all those walks together out in any kind of weather, just because there's a brand new way of looking at your life when you know that love is standing by your side.
Baby, come to me. Let me put my arms around you. This was meant to be. Gotta have your love around me, baby.
Welcome back to Fresh Fruits and Rare Productions right here on KFAI Radio. This is KFAI and we are non-commercial community powered radio. And we just got done listening to the iconic Baby Come to Me from the late great, the one and only James Ingram and Patty Austin, who is bringing her concert, her event, right here to the Twin Cities next week, July 18th and 19th, a two-night event. And DJ Daddy Rocks, we have a winner.
We do.
Donna, congratulations to
Donna.
So Donna was our lucky caller, and Donna is going to win. Right, won those tickets and is going to go enjoy to see the one and only Patty Austin with a very special, shamazing individual.
That will be a really good show. You know, for all of those folks who did not win, just so you know, Patty will be there July 18th and 19th at the Dakota. You can go online to the Dakota and get your tickets there. You know, she's iconic. Luminous jazz vocals.
I mean, she's performed with Quincy Jones. Mm-hmm. She's performed with Gladys Knight.
Yes.
She's performed with the one and only Stevie Wonder.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so Donna, you're in for a treat. And good luck. Congratulations. I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
Gonna enjoy the show. Mm-hmm. So speaking of artists, we have a shamazing individual into the studio with us.
Mm-hmm.
I am so excited because I haven't seen this fabulous, shamazing human in such a long time. And when they graced the studio, I was like, oh my gosh, I couldn't believe it. I'm talking about the one and only Shore Salkis. Hi, Shore.
Hi, y'all. Oh my gosh. I mean, my heart is just a flutter being called shamazing so much. Thank you.
It
makes me feel so warm inside. I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me, y'all.
You are welcome.
I'm so glad you're here.
I love Shore. I actually have been seeing all of your life posts on Facebook, being the shamazing parent you are. And like, I think you've done some traveling lately. I think if I'm not mistaken, there was some travel.
A little bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A little bit.
I have two young children, so not traveling quite as much.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm trying to do this thing where in a world where a lot of things feel hard every day, I choose something that brought me joy and I put it out in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I've been doing. I've been trying to do that every day.
Trans joy.
Here's a trans joy universe. Yeah. Let's talk about our trans joys. In a universe where trans people are, you know, it's a lot of people are dehumanizing us. So I wanted to like have a little bit of a different energy.
I love that you're doing this, that you made this commitment to yourself, and that many of us get to benefit from it. In fact, just as we came in to the studio, somebody came up. I won't call him out, but you know who you are. And
that was a trans joy.
That was a trans joy. But they were giving you love.
Yes.
For talking about trans joy, for speaking it into the universe, even though this person does not identify personally as trans. I know that they have a lot of people in their life that they care about and care for who are trans. And so, when you do that act of love, I think, you know, yay, I'm glad you're doing that for yourself. And also, thank you for doing it for us, because it's amazing modeling that we all get to witness.
Oh, boo, thank you. Yeah, it has kind of taken on a little bit of life in that way. It really did start as an accountability practice for myself to try to, and also not just an accountability practice, but an anxiety mitigation practice, if you will. The world can feel really big and hard and full of unknowns, especially for our communities. And so I was like, I want to hold myself accountable to not ignoring that, but to also highlighting for myself that I experience joy every day. And it can be in the smallest things, like the plants growing in my yard, and sometimes bigger things, like getting to take a cool trip. And being in the studio with you all is a huge trans joy. I'm so happy to be here and to see you both. And it feels really warming also and heartening when folks are like, oh, that post made me have a feeling. And I'm like, yes to the feelings. Yes to the feelings.
Mm-hmm. Now, I think, if I'm not wrong, correct me if I'm wrong, you have a new role.
I do.
And when I heard, I was like, oh my gosh. And I am so proud. I just want to say I'm proud. And I would love to talk about what your new role is and, you know, kind of, you know, this beautiful work that you're going to be doing and creating. You know, you talk about trans joy and making sure that, like, our community is safe, welcomed, heard, and seen. And I would love to talk about that.
Yeah. So I can start with this new gig. A couple weeks ago, I started at the City of Minneapolis as the LGBTQIA equity manager, which is, it's a big role, and a lot of folks have been contributing to it in a lot of ways for many, many years. A couple people have been in the role before me, and that is really exciting. I'm excited to learn from them, but really I would say the bread and butter of the job is, how do we keep Minneapolis as a place where LGBTQIA, Two-Spirit folks want to be? Mm-hmm. And how do we hold our government systems accountable for being better at doing that and making sure that our communities have what they need? So it's a lot of things. It's going to be a lot of things. It's long-haul, big-picture work that I'm excited to do alongside the amazing people that I already do it with in community, you know?
I love that. I love that. I think also to give a little back to community, you know, that this position, if you will, started as something that the Trans Equity Council envisioned, right? And through the years and lots of different things, that position not only has kind of changed, but it's also changed departments. And so I just want to give a big shout out to all the folks in community who stood up for that, who sat at the table, who were uncomfortable, who called the thing the thing, and were brave and spoke, you know, to the chief executive officers of our city to ensure that something different could happen. Those community members who said, no, we're not going to accept any old thing, and you need to get this right and you need to get this correct, and then held folks accountable through a process. And so the community did that. The people on the steering committee did that. And our city staffers did that. And so I don't know of a time where that's happened, where there hasn't been major litigation, you know, where no judge said, this is what you have to do. We really came together as community and asked the city to do something different and do something better, and they did. And the result is a new job, a new position, and a new department that really actually gets the work of how every culture can get represented in every neighborhood. And so we know, because we've been in a lot of neighborhoods, sure, that queer and trans people live in every neighborhood in our city.
Yeah, not only every neighborhood, but in every cultural community.
Yeah.
And every cultural, ethnic community, every religious community.
Yes.
Across all age groups, you know, like I think that that is like one of the most special parts of doing this job now through neighborhood and community relations at the city, is that there's cultural specialists working across other communities.
Yes.
But our communities span all of those.
All of those.
Yes. Which is both a lot and really unique and special, and it makes the work thrilling.
Yes. I love it, and I love that the work now gets to reside in a department that is outward facing, that gets to interact with the actual neighborhoods that make up our city. We definitely need internal structure. We need internal accountability. We need internalized education and information sharing so that everybody who works at the city understands all the cultures that live here, including queer culture. Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad that you get to do this job in a way that is going to impact the community differently than it's ever been able to because of where it's been placed in the city.
Me too.
Yeah.
I think it's, we're going to be on a ride, y'all.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, like that's what I mean too when I say long haul work. And I know that both of you know this because you've been in the work for so long of lifting up our communities in so many different ways, that this is, while I'm one person in one job and this is going to be long haul work, we're all doing it together. And part of what I'm excited for and part of my role is to be a deep listener and is to be accountable to my people, to my communities, and to do that the best I can, and to know that I'm going to mess up and that we're going to mess up, and then that we're going to hold each other in loving accountability and care and keep doing the work, because that's what we've been doing.
I love this.
I love it too.
I'm just like filled with joy and
trans joy.
You know, I love the fact that I get to be in a room with such amazing individuals. I get to be with Rox. I get to be with Shore and all the amazing, beautiful faces that I get to see all the time.
Mm-hmm. I see your board is lit a little bit differently than it was a moment ago.
Yes.
Why is that?
That's because we have another amazing artist on the phone.
What?
I am talking about one of my favorite. I could go on and on. Of course, activist. She's an author. She's one of my personal sheroes. I'm talking about, of course, the one and only. She is the president of the Minneapolis City Council, Andrea Jenkins. And I believe, let me get on. Okay, so I'm really proud of myself because I'm not a technology good person. Mm-hmm. I think I got it.
You did. You pulled up that website. And look, you're going to put it on the other screen even.
Yep. Okay. Girl. I believe we have, let's see.
Are you there, Andrea?
Andrea, can you hear us?
I can.
Yeah. Look at you, Shimmer. You did it.
I did it.
Yay.
Hey, Shimmer.
How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm in the Windy City, having a blast.
All right, the Windy City. I just came from the Motor City.
The Motor City.
Yes, I did. You know, the Motown.
All the cities.
Mm-hmm.
The Windy, the Motor. What is Minneapolis? The Mini?
The mini city, the mini Sota, the Sota, the Sota.
It right now it's like the hottie city.
It is
the hottie sweaty city.
It's kind of
city.
Warm. It's kind of warm, but I'm not hating it. I'm not hating it. I never will. So we've been talking about just a little bit about the trans equity stuff. We're talking about Shore's new position, and we're talking about being engaged in the Trans Equity Summit as individuals, all of us in this room, since it started. But the Trans Equity Summit really came from your cellular matter, you know, council member, you know, your cellular matter that is informed by being in community, by being part of the Minnesota Transgender Health Coalition's Health and Wellness Fair, by, you know, being part of the Philadelphia Trans Health Summit, you know, by being engaged in our city and across the country.
Trans Justice Funding Project.
All of that. Mm-hmm. And so this...
And the Trans Youth Support Network.
Mm-hmm. You better name them all.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
District 202, the Southside Cafe, which was the center of organizing in the Black, queer, and trans community for many years, and just created space for Black and trans and queer people to dream and to think and to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, all of that kind of poured into what we now know is the Transgender Equity Summit. And I would even go back a little bit further than that and talk about All Gender Health.
Oh, yeah.
Was a program that my dear friend Jandine Froberg was a part of,
mm-hmm,
at the University of Minnesota.
Yosinio.
And that was a space for trans and gender nonconforming people and allies to really understand and learn about how to practice safer sex. But I think more importantly, how to love yourself,
mm,
how to advocate for your community, how to think about the community beyond just, you know, putting on lipstick in the mirror and, you know, those kind of stereotypical kinds of things. So that's important too.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, how do we make this world a better place for trans and gender nonconforming people? How do we keep trans and gender nonconforming people healthy? How do we do the research that is going to bring, you know, attention, awareness, and resources to our community? So, yeah, all of that has really sort of bled into and poured into what we are now celebrating, the 10th year of the Transgender Equity Summit sponsored by the City of Minneapolis. I'm really proud to have been a part of it. Rox, you have been there since day one.
Mm-hmm.
Shimmer has been an amazing MC for the event and has watched the event grow and has grown with the event. So I'm not sure who else is in the studio. Is there more?
Sure.
Shore is in the studio with us.
Hi, council member.
Oh, hey,
so good
Shore.
To hear
How
your
you
voice.
Doing? Congratulations on your new role.
Thank you.
I think I sent you an email, but certainly want to make a public congratulations to you and, you know, the Minneapolis trans community, and I should say the Minnesota trans community, mm-hmm, is going to be really well served by your tenure in this role.
I concur.
Thank you, council member. That means a lot to me. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
So, Andrea, tell us a little bit about, you know, why this work is important to you as an individual, and really, like, what is the piece that you are hoping to achieve? Have you achieved that with this 10 times of pulling people together, 10 convenings that, you know, I think for all measures that I know of, grant-wise and community-wise, has been successful. No big major, you know, things that could go wrong. None of those things have happened. And so just wondering, like, when you said, I want this to happen, what was your goal and have you achieved that?
Great question. Can I start out by saying, though, today I have been wandering all around Chicago and at this conference that I am attending, which is attended by city council members from almost every part of the United States. And I've been wearing this t-shirt that says, fuck transphobia. And, you know, I put it on, and you guys know me. I practice sort of t-shirt advocacy, if you will.
Yes.
Like if a group is selling a t-shirt, I'm going to buy the t-shirt, mm-hmm. and I'm going to wear it. So, but so many people have been coming up to me and like, hey, I like your t-shirt. Even more people have been looking and wondering, like, what's going on? But, you know, my whole point of really wanting to bring together the Transgender Equity Summit was to bring awareness to the broader community about the issues that are impacting trans and gender nonconforming people. And, you know, sometimes just rocking a t-shirt can help to bring some of that awareness. But beyond that, we have to create these spaces where trans and gender nonconforming people can get together, collaborate, network, and build community, and also interact with institutions, with, you know, cultural centers, etc., to help to bring that awareness. So, you know, when we first, with our first Trans Equity Summit was held at the University of Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a inroads into this statewide institution that, you know, says, hey, trans people matter. We deserve to be in these spaces. Then, you know, the next time around, we had it at Intermedia Arts, and we had a art exhibition, and you know, we had the privilege of having an amazing panel with Rox and CeCe McDonald, mm-hmm. and the then chief of police, Janae Hartog, and the president of Bethel College. So it was really an amazing time to be at this art institution in the Twin Cities, and then we went to Minneapolis Institute of Arts, and then the Walker Arts Center, and the Hennepin Center for the Arts. So, you know, we really have been trying to be in these spaces where Black and brown, queer and trans people are not expected to show up and to be a part of those institutions, those communities, those spaces. And, you know, that was one of my primary goals. A second goal of thinking about, wow, we should do this Transgender Equity Summit, is to make sure that trans and gender nonconforming people know and understand the services and resources that are available through the city, and and how to access those. And, you know, if you have a problem with, you know, your tenant or with your landlord or the police, etc., how can I work through some of these issues using resources at the city? What are some of the job opportunities at the city? What are opportunities for me to get engaged and influence policymaking at the city? So, you know, all of those things were a part of what I was hoping to accomplish with the Transgender Equity Summit.
I love that. When you're speaking of engagement, you know, I'm thinking about all the artists, all the makers who are now part of the city's target market or other procurement programs that weren't part of that before. And I think that, you know, really helps us build equity as queer and trans people in a way that folks might not know how to access. And I think that's a real important, you know, kind of side benefit that came from, you know, some of those more frustrating processes of working with and for the city.
Yeah, and it can be frustrating. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about it. big institutions move slowly, they have a lot of red tape, and they were not built to serve our communities and Black communities and Brown communities and LGBTQIA plus communities. Like, we have to bulldoze our way into those spaces and create space. So, yeah, it can be frustrating, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You got something brewing, Shimmer. I can see it. I can see it.
I just want to say, you know, Andrea, you have been a very personal inspiration in my life since I met you. And I just want to say thank you for allowing me to be a part of, you know, at one point, the Trans Oral History Project. You've allowed me to host this beautiful event and, you know, just to be in community. And I just want to say, I always look up to you. I always admire your work. And I just want to say thank you. And I love you. And I appreciate you. And yes, and I love that you get to travel to all these shamazing cities. So I just want to say thank you. And I'm so honored to be from a city where you are iconic. You know, you are iconic. I know sometimes people say, no, I'm just a regular person, but in my eyes, you are a trailblazer. You are a superstar. So I want to give you your flowers because you deserve them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, honey, I love you so much. Thank you. I appreciate you.
You're welcome.
And it's, you know, one of the joys of being able to do this summit is to see how people are growing and expanding in their own worlds. And certainly, Quinn, you have been a part of that. I see you around town emceeing other community events now and, you know, radio host. You know, I think about the young woman, Hildy, who has grown up at the Trans Equity Summit and is now
quite
headlining the Pride stage at Pride. You know, and but not only that, being standing alongside the governor as he is signing trans protective bills into place and meeting with, but advocating with different federal policymakers and elected officials to bring forward positive change for our community. So, you know, the joy has been in watching, you know, people grow, you know, as a direct result of the Transgender Equity Summit. We had the first Black trans man to be elected to the Minneapolis City Council, Philippe Cunningham.
Yes,
and,
yes.
You know, like, literally that was a direct result of the summit. He came, ended up finding out about how to get involved in city boards, met then Mayor Betsy Hodges, and she hired him as her policy aide around education and youth, and then he subsequently ran for city council.
Yes.
Like, that's the kind of positive change that, you know, this summit has been able to produce.
Thank you for weaving that web back, Andrea, because, you know, I think so many times we get this, like, movement. The movement says move forward, go forward. And those things we need to do. But sometimes it's really good to pause for a moment and remember where we came from, remember the paths that were taken. And, you know, I think, you know, Betsy did a lot to, you know, kind of open that doorway. She actually, you know, listened to you and listened to other queer trans people about what we needed and started instituting that change. You know, I think of, you know, other mayors that did that too. You know, Mayor Sells Belton was, you know, really good to our community and listened to us and showed up at the Power to the People the first several years we did it. One of those years in a Dorothy dress, if I recall.
Yeah, she was the Grand Marshal of Pride.
Right. And so I think, you know, it's really important when we can take a moment and listen to a leader, an elder, someone who has witnessed and holds a lot of our history. And I just really appreciate you taking time out of your busy day, being with other elected officials across the country. I'm hoping formulating a good plan. I know y'all are. I know y'all are.
Oh, we got it. It's coming together, brother. For real. Mm. So it's happening.
Yes.
And do you know this whole conversation that is so wonderful and inspiring is actually like deeply in line with our theme for the Trans Equity Summit for the year, which is
trans
equity and intergenerational power, strengthening the future by honoring our past.
I was thinking the same thing, sure.
And
yeah, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, you're good. And my goodness, like, what a moment to be witnessing the honoring of our past. And, you know, I have shivers thinking about not just this event and how council member you have really cultivated it and poured into our communities in this way, and rocks you have poured into our communities through this event and so many other things, and you've poured into all of us, right? Like, that's what y'all are saying, is like, y'all have brought up all of us so that we can be working alongside you in doing this power building for our communities, for our future. And my gosh, am I so grateful to have been brought up by folks like you. So thank you. And I can't wait to see what happens at the summit when we get to really lean into an intergenerational audience.
It's gonna be so good.
Yeah, no, I'm so thrilled about the fact that we're going to have an amazing history maker in our midst, sharing wisdom and knowledge and inspiring us to fight for more. And, you know, that is going to be quite something. I'll just put it that way.
Sure is.
Yes.
All right, council member, anything else you want us to know or take away from this conversation this evening?
Well, I'm looking forward to August 11th. I'm sure you guys have mentioned the date. We will definitely look forward to seeing you all, and I love you all, and thanks for having me on tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks, Andrea. Sending you amazing sparkly kisses.
Love you. Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye. Safe travels.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
So speaking of the date of the event, sure, we want to make sure that we get this in. Would you like to talk about the date and exactly where it's going to be and anything that you're allowed to talk about as of now?
I would love to. So, yeah, let's say it again. August 11th. August 11th.
Is the
2025 Trans Equity Summit, and we're so excited. The registration is live, everybody, so you can register. It's through an Eventbrite that you can find via the Facebook event page. That's probably the easiest way. So if you're on Facebook, you just can type in the little search bar 2025 Trans Equity Summit, and you will find the event page and the Eventbrite. You can also just get in touch with me or any of my colleagues at the city, or, you know, Rox and Shimmer too. I'm sure they'd be happy to help.
Yes.
But yeah, get in there, register. We are so excited to have you. The event will be making a return to the University of Minnesota. I know Council Member mentioned that the first Trans Equity Summit was held at the University of Minnesota Twin Cities campus, and we'll be back there at the McNamara Alumni Center this year. And we're really looking forward to being in that space and having some amazing keynotes. I'm not really sure if we are dropping names yet.
We're not doing that yet.
We're not dropping names yet, but
not quite.
But y'all, it's gonna be some sort of magic. At this summit. I'm so excited. When this name drops, get ready. Like, you know, put your capes on. Get over there.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be great. And we're going to have some amazing workshops. We're planning some things around Know Your Rights in this climate. We're going to have some amazing performers. Rox, I don't know if you want to talk about any names you want to drop with that.
I mean, I don't feel like I can drop names because we don't have folks signed on the dotted line. But I can tell you that our MC is going to be Shamar!
Yay!
Because that's okay to say, right?
Yes.
Okay, I hope so, because I just said it.
I'm excited because this is always the time that I love to go plan out my outfit.
Yes. You better get it together.
I also am trying to plan out my outfit.
Okay, you got Listen. 1 month, y'all. You got one
I
month.
I have
and
my
two
haircut
days.
Planned already,
Oh,
y'all.
Yes, I already know my hairstyle. I'm already envisioning what I want to wear. I already know what kind of look I'm going to inspire. I'm going to bring it. I'm going to let everyone know that I'm in this amazing house on August 11th.
Yes. I feel like we should definitely, we're going to be at a catered event, mm-hmm. so we can't do it the same way, but I feel like somewhere there should be some of those glam doll trans
donuts. You're right. We got to order them.
And actually, I have a photo that me and Rox took with those iconic donuts.
And they were actually good. You know, sometimes some fancy donuts are over the top, but these were right on point. They were perfect. I feel like they should at least be in the green room.
I think this is a really good idea. Text me later. I'll put in the order.
Yes.
Yes.
And I think, when we started the Trans Equity Summit, we were right across the way over here in the Hubert Humphrey public policy, whatever this little building is right over here behind KFAI. We're still going to be on this side of things as far as the campus goes, but in a different building. Is it this side?
I think it's the East Bank.
We are on the East Bank.
No, we're
right?
on the West Bank.
Oh, see, I don't know. I don't know the campus. Clearly. You're right.
But it is accessible by multiple bus lines. So,
it is. And the light rail.
And the light rail on the Green Line.
Love that.
All of this will be up on the Facebook event, too. So if you're looking for updates on schedule, on transportation, on any details, I would suggest going to Facebook. And because we're going to be posting updates there regularly. We're going to be dropping speakers there. So go there for the most up-to-date information. And I do also want to let folks know that there's going to be a bunch of beyond workshops and community building and artists, which are all so important and amazing. There's also going to be a career fair hosted by Quorum, where you can work on your resume with folks and do some interview prep if that's something that you are looking for. There's going to be a resource fair as well with a bunch of different community organizations, our local government organizations will be there providing a ton of different information. So it's going to be overwhelming, but it's going to be awesome. So like, come and take from it what you need is what we invite you to do. And to hopefully meet some people and find a sense of belonging and community there. That's also what we invite anybody to do.
And overwhelming in that there'll be lots of things to do. And, you know, many of us do have anxiety. And so if you're feeling overwhelmed when you're in the space, we've thought of that. We have a quiet space. Mm-hmm. It's going to have low light. It's going to have some calming things for folks to do. We're going to have some body access work points so people can, get in touch with your mind, body, spirit type situation. Yeah.
We're going to have a whole area with healing practitioners for folks. Then you can sign up for, Reiki, massage, other types of healing practices. Mm-hmm. So that, yeah, even overwhelmed or not, we all deserve to be cared for.
That's
and
right.
So that's something that once you register, we'll send out a link for you to sign up for those types of activities if that floats your boat.
We're also going to take care of your palate. We're in a space that, you know, has a good caterer that's connected to it. So we'll be having good food for the day. Now, when Andrea was talking about the first Trans Equity Summit, we did have a good caterer then. I can say that because it was Cafe Southside. But when she was talking about it, I was chuckling because I was thinking about the fact that I was like elbow deep in cucumbers, slicing cucumbers. And, you know, I think Brazil, sure, you might have even been there helping assemble. Many folks from community came to help pitch in because we were feeding like 300 people at that first Trans Equity Summer, 250 people, something like that. And so we've grown in number. Mm-hmm. We've grown in the way in which we have, you know, logistics and kind of the back end handled. Lots of props to, you know, folks like Mars and folks like Track. Mm-hmm. And, you know, on behind the scenes supporting those individuals like Shore. And, you know, I'll pat myself on the back.
Pat yourself to
have those kinds of like foundational things, documents. So next year when we do the planning, it'll all be there and we can go back to it and refer to it. So shout out to all those administrative pieces that people added. I appreciate it. I'm not good at it, so I have lots of love for it. And I know that as we move through this summit and think about next year's summit, it's going to be a piece of cake because Shore will be at the helm helping to drive that. And, you know, you have been part of the summit since the beginning, and you've played lots of pieces that nobody knows that you played. Back end pieces helping support the infrastructure getting developed. So I just want to give you your flowers and your props and your bow ties too.
That's very sweet. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there's got to be a Capricorn or a Virgo somewhere behind the scenes. Do you know what I mean?
I do.
And hopefully next year we will also be lucky enough to have a trans equity coordinator
mm-hmm.
working for the city who will be supporting the summit too.
That would be amazing.
So that's, you know, spirit fingers for that, for the future.
Yes, please. Yes, please. Okay, so let's drop it. We got like two more minutes. Let's drop the info one more time. There is parking.
Yes.
I don't think we mentioned that before. There's on-street parking. There are parking ramps. You don't have to get wet if it's raining. You can take the tunnel, and you can be dry all day.
And one thing that we didn't mention that I would love to mention with our last moment is that we're also taking community safety really seriously. Mm. We know that it's a really hard time to be in public for some folks, and it yes. can feel scary. And we're working, we have a safety plan in motion, and we're working with Security on that. So we want to know that. We want you to know that that's top of mind for us.
Thanks for saying that, Shore. I think that's really important to let everybody have a little peace of mind to know that we have been thinking about safety as we plan this amazing day for y'all.
Shore, thank you so much for coming in and being with us tonight. And I did drop all of the information in the Discord chat. Again, save the date. It is going to be the 10th annual Trans Equity Summit that's going down on August 11th. So if you're listening tonight and this is something that's inspiring you and you would love to attend, we'd love to see your amazing, fabulous face.
Yes, yes. I know we talked a lot about Facebook. I